Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. I am calling to you live this week, finally, from Mishawaka, Indiana. I am here visiting my in-laws and going up to Chicago to see my folks as well. And I've got with me my co-host and dear friend, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself. Hello, Miss Rhonda. Sorry about the technical issues getting in here today.
I thought you might be, you know, because that's the thing about being on the road is you sometimes don't quite know where the connection is going to be from and how easy it will be to hook up. But we're delighted that you are finally at your destination. And when you go to Chicago, you know, I have a favorite pizza place. That's where I'm from.
Which is your favorite pizza place?
Giordano's Stuffed Pizza.
Oh, I love Giordano's Stuffed Pizza.
Well, you, listen, you've got to have a slice for me when you go to Chicago, whatever. You know, I just love that. I don't love Chicago anymore, but, you know, you cannot get good pizza in the Ozarks. I'm sorry. It just is not really anywhere near what Chicago has.
Well, I have got to share with you what we did on Saturday as we were making our way up to Indiana from Mississippi. I told you we were going to go near St. Louis but not come all the way into the Ozarks. And I knew about one of my favorite restaurants, Lambert's, the home of the throat roll in the Ozarks. And I had already looked it up to see if I was going to get to go there, but went, oh, no, it's 200 miles out of the way. I can't go. I can't see Miss Rhonda. So we're driving up 55, and all of a sudden we see a sign for caution, throat rolls ahead. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not near the Ozarks. I know I'm not near the Ozarks. I didn't realize that they had one also in another place in Missouri. And we were able to go to Lambert's for throat rolls Saturday night for dinner, and I thought about you the entire time we were there.
Oh, I'm sorry you weren't here. But you know what? I've never been to Lambert's. Even though I live out in this area, the one time we were going to go, there had been a horrific ice storm, and the power had been out for days in that whole area, so we had to go someplace else. But I've never been to Lambert's. Maybe on your way back through or some other time, we can go there and throw rolls with each other.
Well, you know, it is the best example of a lesson in branding that I have ever had in my entire life.
Really?
It is a family-owned restaurant. It was started in the late 40s. By a husband and wife, and about 15 years after they opened, their son came into the business with them, and their son's name was Norm Lambert. Well, Norm really took control and built the organization into what it is today, and he did so with something that he calls Norm's 13 Golden Rules. On the side of the restaurant, on the outside of the building, each one of them have this gigantic mural with the focal point being Norm's 13 Golden Rules. When you go into the restaurant on the wall at the hostess station, you'll find Norm's 13 Golden Rules. When you open your menu on the back of it, you will find Norm's 13 Golden Rules. Everything is really emphasizing what this message is all about and what the restaurant's all about. And it, even if you go to their website at throatrolls.com, sounds weird, I know, but that's the URL, throatrolls.com, throwedrolls. you'll find Norm's 13 Golden Rules. And these are the principles that are really what the restaurant was founded on. Their big deal is they don't treat you like customers. They treat you like family. If you want something, all you need to do is ask. Things like that are in his 13 Golden Rules. And everything they do epitomizes that. When we pull
the rules up.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I have the 13 rules on the screen. I have a link to it. I'll put it into the show stuff. But the second rule that I love, it says, always offer our guest at least one service they can't receive anywhere else.
So, you know, you go to a restaurant, there's a big long line. You got to go up and put your name in, get that little buzzy thing, and an hour later you might get your table, right? We pull in. I see this long line. I know there's not enough seating for me to go up there. I'll have to stand, and that's not exactly a comfortable thing for me to do. So I pick up the phone, and I call, and I say, hey, would it be possible, I know you don't take reservations, but would it be possible for you to put my name into the list? I'm handicapped, and I have a hard time standing to wait. They said, no problem. Can you be watching out your window? I told them I was in my motorhome in the back. Can you be watching out your window when your number is ready? We'll come and get you. I'm like, are you serious? She says, absolutely. Now, 5 minutes later, a nice little waitress comes walking up, knocks on my door, and hands me my handwritten number to tell me that it's about 45 minutes before my number's going to be called, but don't worry, she'll come back and get me when my number is almost ready. So
that's
I get
nice.
Number 27. About 40 minutes later, knock at the door. We're on number 23. It's only going to be a few more minutes before your number is called. Would you like me to get you a wheelchair? I said, no, 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 I can walk. It's not that big of a deal. She says, are you sure? I said, yeah, I'm fine. I said, just give me a few minutes to get my shoes and my purse. She says, no trouble. I'll wait and walk with you. Okay. So I get I get my shoes, I get my purse. I go out the door. Somebody's there, a second person, with the wheelchair, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
They wheel me in. I go around the entire line. They bring me up to the front just as they call number 27. She brings me to my table where a guy is already waiting with rolls. Does it get any better than that?
No, and it reminds me of rule number 11, the difference between ordinary and extraordinary. Is give that little extra.
Exactly. And
you
when I
say... You can even tell by the verbs they use, give that little extra. Not do, but give.
It is everything that this restaurant was founded on. This was my second visit to a Lambert's, my second location. Both were equally extraordinary. I have never been in when there was an empty table anywhere. The tables are booked from open to close every day at all four locations.
Yep.
Now, that's a business that's here for many years to come. They've been around since 1940, almost 60 years. And
obviously,
it's because
they
stand for something. It really does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. It says a lot, and it really allows you to know the experience that you can expect, and obviously people come back. And although some folks want to whine about the economy, blah, 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 you know, obviously a place like that is doing terrific because they give tremendous service, and what a great example.
Well, and you and I are all about that, and so I know we took a couple minutes to explain it, but it's really... No different because you have a business that uses the power of the Internet than it is offline. If you remember Norm's 13 Golden Rules and create your own Golden Rules for your business, your brand will have meaning, and it will cause evangelists to tell everybody they know about you and bring all their friends and family right to your door online as well.
Right. You know, let me start a chat session and put the link to Norm's 13 Rules in there. And then, because I have that for our listeners, and it's
and we have a great guest today, don't we?
We certainly do. Give me just a second. So, Norm 13 Rules.
I'm logging into the chat as a co-host as well.
Okay, I just put into the chat, and by the way, before I bring our guest on, and I'm sorry, I have a really hard time typing and introducing a guest at the same time as I guess the personality.
I do too, so don't worry about it.
I don't know very many people who do that very well without making severe errors. So anyway, no, our guest is terrific, and I just love the fact that when I run into somebody cool, I have this perfect vehicle to say, wow, need to bring you onto this show. And so I ran into this very cool person who has, I need to open his mic. See, I'm trying to do a link and I have to open
it. I already got it.
You got him? Okay,
yep.
Great. Nice. So it's easier when there's two of us. Anyway, so when I find a cool person, I love to share them with you and with our guests, with our listeners who are guests as well. And so I encountered Alf, who created this wonderful tool. You know, Gina, that for people, one of the hardest things can be who are in business is to ask for a referral and not make it sound like you're grab-handing. Okay, give me a referral, blah, blah, you know, like you're grabbing at it. And so it can be a very difficult thing. And so what Alf Markeson did is he invented a very special type of business card that is very different from just your ordinary card, which is blank on one side and has writing on the other. And we'll find out more about that very shortly. But I'm just very excited to bring him to you today, because here is a person, and this tool, one of the things that you can do with this tool is to create powerful and profitable joint ventures. So for anybody that has especially a bricks and mortar business, or who is a consultant who works with bricks and mortar businesses, you now have access to this really, truly amazing tool that is going to make your life much, much easier. So let me tell you a little bit about our guest.
Before you do, you had mentioned this to me last week, and I have been looking forward to this call all week long. I cannot wait to hear more about this tool.
I know. I got so excited when I saw it. I was like one of those, I immediately, you know, got in contact with him because it was just so incredibly cool. Think of all the people, Gina, that we know who are consultants serving people who have bricks and mortar businesses, or all the business owners. And this tool is particularly useful for that type of a situation. So I'm glad you're excited. I know you were, because I remember you telling me a couple times during the week that you couldn't wait to talk to Alf this week.
So go ahead and give him a proper introduction.
Yes, I am. Alf Markeson is the inventor of the RIP card. And in fact, you can check out his website if you go over. We have a special thing going for you at asktsl.com/ripcard. And I'll get you that link again later. But the RIP card helps you get referrals even when you don't ask for them. I mean, huh? How is that possible to get something when you don't ask for it? We'll find out. So this is the ultimate business card referral tool, and so it's a business card that will authentically refer you more business, and also with an incentive for doing so. And bum ba da bum, it's trackable. Gina, is that cool or what?
Oh, wow!
Tracking? Hello. This is what we always, when we, I'm sorry, I'm going to just take an aside for a second, because when we deal with joint ventures and trying to put together, I know that one of the biggest issues is, okay, great, now how are we going to track this? How are we going to track this?
Absolutely.
It's like the biggest question. It's like, okay, I can think of 150,000 ideas for ways to do stuff, but then it comes to that big question. Now, how do we track it and prove it and make sure that everybody gets exactly what they need and what's coming to them? So anyway, that's what we'll talk about today. And so his goal is to make the RIP card a worldwide success, excuse me, by helping small to medium-sized businesses to double in their size because of using his card. Most businesses spend tons of money advertising in local areas and the yellow pages and flyers and mail and radio ads and so forth.
and they're completely neglecting the most powerful resource that they actually have right in front of them, which, of course, is their own customers, as I'm sure you would have guessed. So that's where the RIP card comes in, and let's get Alf to come and talk with us. Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101.
Hey, thank you so much, Rhonda, for the wonderful introduction, and Gina, thank you so much for having me on the call. I'm very honored. It's the first time I'm talking to you in person, so it's great to meet you as well. Thank you so much.
Well, I can't wait to hear more about this and how you came up with the idea in the first place. I'm really looking forward to hearing about as well.
Yeah. You know, I was listening in very carefully how you started your call, and I love the examples with Norm and the 13 golden rules and how you were treated in the restaurant and all of that, because it really is all about in business how you differentiate yourself, isn't it, and how you stand out from the crowd and how you go the extra mile, because, and we'll get to that in a second, that getting a referral in the first place, who's going to refer somebody to someone that they don't really have something that really stands out, because people love to talk about great things and great services and great product because guess what? They want to have an influence of their friends. They want to feel needed, and that's a kind of a deeper psychological, need we all have in some sense, right? And we also want to help. And so I guess that's it. Some prime examples of how these two businesses that you talked about earlier is really standing out and making a difference in people's minds, just like they did with you, Gina, when they came and out to the car and helped you in and ushered you right up. I mean, you talk about it. Look at what you just did. So that's really what referrals is all about. So I don't know
it
where
really
you guys want
is.
Me to. I don't know where you guys want me to start, but you want me to give me a little background on
that's
how I got
started. That's
a
perfect place to start. And
yes,
make sure you tell us how you came up with this idea while you're doing that.
You know what? This is actually a fun idea, a fun answer, actually. Guess what? I've been organizing large social events in San Francisco for 22 years, just as pure
wow.
fun. And for
my
22
goodness.
Years, I've been organizing social events and actually parties in San Francisco for 22 years, and they became as big as 5,000 people at City Hall in San Francisco for a Halloween party.
Whoa! And this is just a hobby.
In the beginning it was just a hobby, but doing a party for 5,000 people, you know, I worked on that one for 6 months, to be quite honest with you.
I bet.
That was. No, but the funny part is that's how I came up with the idea of the referral or the RIP card, as I call it. And I knew that if I was going to stand out in this crowd of organizing events, I know that my clientele and the people that attend makes a huge difference for the other people that attend. So they want to be associated with people that they assimilate with, they want to belong to. So I carefully promoted it through referrals, and I came up with a very unique business card or a promotional tool for it. And like I like to say about myself, I'm a little slow, so it took me almost a year to say, I could help other people do this for their businesses. It doesn't only have to be for my business. So I started testing it for hair salon owners, for restaurants, for chiropractors, for dentists, anyone that I felt had a personal connection with their existing customers, or had a one-on-one with them, or had a way to personally interact with them. So if you were to say service industry, that would probably be very, very much where the RIP card is totally geared for.
And that means it's probably 90% of my existing customer base.
Yes, and you know what? 70-80% of all businesses are service-related in some way.
Yeah.
So it's really a big market. But so that's kind of how I got started with it. And then I've always been educating myself and re-educating and going to courses and constantly learning. And one of my amazing mentors, Mark Victor Hansen, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, I call him Mr. Marketing Extraordinaire. He's just phenomenal. I took a course with him, as well as Jay Abraham, who's the king of joint ventures. down in San Diego, and it was a course called Cracking the Millionaire Code. And I came there with my, it didn't even have the name, the Rip Card at that point, but I came there with my business card. And out of 350, I was the top 20 being selected, and I had to go up on stage and present my idea. And I would really like to be in front of a crowd, believe it or not, even though I've been in the promotional industry for a long time. And so they asked me to come up on stage, and I did such a poor job that Mark said to me, Mark Victor Hansen said, Alf, you know what? There's something about this, but I don't get it. Pretend that I'm one of the people that you would use this card on. So he was very, very smart, because he said, if I ask Alf that question, I'm going to get out of him what he actually is trying to convey here, which is exactly what happened. So I pretended he was the person I promoted my event to, and he said, I got it. You got to patent this idea right away. So that's kind of how it really lit a fire up under my behind, not to use any bad words on the radio here. And I got really excited about it because I started saying, wow, this guy really sees it. And the other people loved it. And I got like tremendous feedback from people there too. So that's when I started building my idea and just working on it and filing for a patent and all that good stuff. So that's a little bit about my background.
And how long ago was this?
This is 2005.
Okay, so just a couple years ago.
Well, so here is it. I decided to build the website organically, so I took a couple of years just to do that with my own developers because there's a lot more to it on the back end that you'll see eventually. You can design a card. You can upload your own logos. It analyzes the images. You can press a button. It goes to a printer. It gets shipped to you. So there's a lot of things going on, or you could hire a designer to do it for you or use an existing template. So there's all these things. So it took me a little while to do it because I didn't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to throw at this. So I had to kind of do it myself with a team. So, so that's how I got started. And now I'm also very excited about being on this radio show. And I don't know if you heard of, not that I'm trying to drop names here, but I got so excited the other day, Bill Glaser and Dan Kennedy called me a couple of weeks ago, so I'm going to be on their No BS Live TV show, and they're huge in informational marketing.
Oh, fantastic.
World. Yeah, so that's...
I do know the name, and I would be equally excited if I were in your shoes.
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah, they have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of followers. I'm like, I don't really guess I know how big that is, but I'm totally stoked about that, too.
Absolutely. And so
no,
tell us more about these rip cards. What makes them so unique?
Well,
our listeners who aren't at a computer and can't go to stsl.com/ripcard.
Yeah.
What makes them so
unique? Absolutely, Gina, I appreciate it. So you just jump in because I'll be chatting away like crazy here. But so basically what I'm helping people with is initiating and starting a referral system. The RIP card is not a business card. It is a referral system that that I help people with. And I come across statistics as I started diving into this industry and really starting to understand it. And I looked at the hair salon industry, for instance. From 60 to 70% of their total clients, that the client base that they get, they come directly from referrals. And then I started looking even closer, and then I'm finding out that 80% of those hair salon owners or beauty salon owners, they don't have a referral system. And I'm going, this is crazy. Here you have somebody that generates absolutely the lion's share of their clients from referrals, and they don't use a system. Could you imagine if they just used a system? So one of my clients in the early days was a hair salon owner on Chestnut Street. It's a very high-end street in San Francisco. He started testing these cards, and in 5 weeks, he got 32 new customers.
Wow.
Which is crazy. And yeah, he said to me, he said, Alf, I don't need to do any other marketing. This is insane. So he got 32 new customers just from 5 weeks of handing these out. And the wild part, and I think, Rhonda, you talked about this a little bit earlier, it's like how you need to differentiate yourself and how you need to be unique and referable and how you need to track. So the cool part that he found out and that you can find out with the system is that you can find precisely who referred to these clients. And why is that important? It falls right back to the 80-20 rule. The 80-20 rule is you get 80% of your total income from 20% of your customers. And the same holds true with referrals. You will find out, once you track it, that you will get 80% of your total referrals from 20% of your customers. So you must do everything you can to find out who those 20% are, because that's where you need to focus. Those are the people you send gift certificates to. Those are the people you take to the ballgame. Those are the people you send a birthday reminder of. I would do that to all my clients, to be quite honest with you, because there's a huge potential in the other 80% as well. But that's where you should focus first to get started, so that you immediately start focusing on them. But that takes tracking, and that takes a little effort on your part. But it's not that hard, because you don't really do the selling with these rip cards. You have other people talk to their friends again that they know, like, and trust, which is like the golden rule of referrals. You talk to people, you influence people that already know, like, and trust you. And there's no selling. There's no selling, because they trust you.
That's what I call creating evangelists for your business and your brand. If you really focus on serving your customers and your prospects to the best of your ability, and you really do things that do make you stand out from the crowd, just in the course of their average day, they're going to be talking about the thing that you helped make possible in their life, from a new hairstyle to your nails being painted to helping them build their business. It's really all the same thing. People like to talk about themselves. And if you touch their life in some way that day, they're going to tell everybody that they know about you. It's only when you're out there really hardcore selling somebody that that doesn't happen very often. And if you can cause people to become evangelists, they'll tell everybody, anybody that wants to listen, all about what you did for them, and those people will want what you've got also. It's simple.
Right. Yeah, it is very, very simple. And one of my other mentors, too, his name is Bill Cates. He's a phenomenal referral expert as well, and he talks about it. He makes these numbers even stand up even more. He said that 16% of businesses in general, that the ones that he's working with, and he works primarily in the insurance industry, are getting their clients from regular types of marketing and advertising. So that means like 84% is getting it through the traditional way, so word of mouth, referral marketing, and such. So he says that this is, but most of those 16% spend the majority of their advertising dollars on the 16%. They don't spend it on the 84%, so which is again crazy numbers. It's really crazy numbers. So I'm like, it's so fundamental. And another thing that I also like to explain, I do something called, let's say you have company A selling the same product as company B. Company A uses a salesperson, an advertisement in the newspaper, and let's say they run a TV commercial. They sell the same product as company B. Company B only uses referral marketing. The company B that uses referral marketing will outdo company A that uses a three-prong approach 10 to 1. So in other words, the campaign, which is amazing to think about. So that's how powerful referrals are, but we don't use them. But we're very good at handing out a business card or saying, hey, take my card or this or that, but we don't really know how to follow up, how to ask, how to engage somebody, how to be unusual. So what, do you want me to tell you a little trick that I do when I hand out my cards?
Sure.
Yes, please. Yes.
So you know what I do, because I have a card that's the rip card. When you see it, it looks just like a regular business card. That's one version. I just came up with three new templates. So some of them are a little bigger in different shapes. But you won't even notice that there's a perforated line, because the cards are so well done and they're very nice and stiff. So I don't hand it out just like a regular business card. I actually bend mine 90 degrees. And I could do that with a snap of a finger. And then I hand them the card. Just they look down and go, go ahead.
So then, in other words, usually people just hand over a card and the person may take it and shove it in their wallet or whatever and hardly even look at it. But now you have made it a bent card, looks like an L-shaped, and you hand it to them. And then so what happens, what do they do when you hand them this little kind of L-shaped card?
Yeah, so I get them to engage with me instead of me having to tell them what this is, because they said, what is this? And, of course, that gives me a great opportunity to talk about what it is I do, how I use it for tracking referrals and giving incentives and customizing incentives. So there's a whole slew of things that I can talk about. Plus, usually my cards are very creative. I play on words, and it's a four-color front and back, four panels. So they start looking at it and going, wow, this is amazing. And they go, how can I get something like this for the car, for my business, is what very often happens. And I said, that's not a problem. We can totally set that up, of course. Now, there was one thing I was going to say, I almost slipped my tongue here. I get too excited sometimes when I talk and I go, wow, that's something I was going to say.
I can relate.
there's more than one of those. No, so basically when I hand them the card, it acts as an icebreaker. So, and they won't just stuff it in their wallet, like you said. They actually usually like to follow up with me. And another thing that very happens, and you tell me if you can relate to this too, I think 15 to 20% of the time when I meet somebody, they don't have a card, or it's being printed, or they forgot it at home, or they ran out of it. So guess what? On the RIP card too, one of the panels is totally blank for somebody to fill in their information. So I say to them, no problem. I have a card just for the person like you. In situations where you don't have a card, just fill in the information. And, of course, I ask for their Gmail, Yahoo, or Hotmail address, which is going to last a lot longer, and that's going to reach them to their personal mailbox as opposed to their work address usually, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was at a conference not too long, a while back, and somebody did not have business cards, and so they were looking to give their name, and I said, oh, here, just, you know, I just had, of course, a normal card. I did not have a RIP card, but I said, well, at least use the back of mine, and so then when they handed this business card over to somebody else, it also had all my information on there, too.
That's right.
Well, and that's a technique I've been teaching people to use for years, Rhonda, to create their business card so that the front has their contact info and the back has a blank area with name, email address, telephone number, and URL, so that if someone doesn't have a card, you can give them a stack of your cards and use it as your own, and as they use it, your card for their own, they're passing your name around to other people as well. It's very effective, but I haven't taken it to this next level that the RIP card does. So continue,
right.
Please, Al.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, and another thing that's so important with regards to referrals that Jay Abraham taught me, and he said the following, and I don't know if any of you know Jay Abraham, but he's a phenomenal thinker. He's one of the most incredible geniuses when it comes to marketing. And I also met him the first time when I met Mark Victor Hansen, and I've also been studying a lot with him. He says that one of the most important numbers you need to know as a business person is the lifetime value of a client. And,
yes.
Have you guys heard about that too, probably, right?
I teach that.
Yep.
Okay, there
yep.
you go. Okay, I'm sorry. I can imagine. My bad. It's on my face. So
you called Jay the king of joint ventures. Well, people call me online the JV queen because of my extensive background setting up joint ventures for so many of the big things online.
Oh, very cool, very cool. Yeah, I think Rhonda actually did say that, so my apologies, Tina.
That's quite all right.
Yeah, so Jane talked about the lifetime value of a client. He says you must know this number, because once you know this number, you know how much you can afford to spend to acquire a new client. So what I did on my website, too, I created a four-step calculator. You punch in a number that you charge for as your retail price, and you punch in a number for how, not to get into detail on that now, let's not get distracted on it, but the lifetime value is so important, because just like in a hair salon industry, for instance, when somebody becomes a client, you remember the guy that got 32 new clients for me? Probably not all of them are going to stay with him for the next average, which they stay from 5 to 7 years with a hair salon. Let's say maybe 20 of them stay, or 15. But getting one client as a lifetime client is huge. Like, for instance, I was sitting down with a hair salon owner and introducing her to the RIP card. And she didn't, I could tell by her question, she didn't quite understand the lifetime value and how you need to put all the risk on you and not the potentially new clients when you introduce a brand new product or a brand new business to them. So she said, oh, I started asking her some questions. I said, what do you charge for a haircut at your salon? It's a very upscale salon and here in San Francisco, California. And she said, $75. I said, okay, great. And she said, oh, I'd like to give 10% off. So basically she was willing to give $7.50 off to get a new client. So I didn't comment on it, but I just walked her through the lifetime value of a client. And I'll do this with you guys on the radio now, too, so you can start being able to calculate this for your own company, too. So I asked her, what do you charge? And she said, $75, right? Then I said, well, how many times a year does a typical client come to you for hair salon services? And she said, well, maybe 5 to 7 times. So it's the number of... So we used 6, right? So and then I said, well, okay, how many years do they normally stay with you? And she said, oh, probably anywhere. And she was right on 5 to 7 years. I said, okay, great. Now, every year that they come to you, what other service and products do they buy? Do they buy shampoo? Yes. Okay. Do they buy or do they get hair treatment? Oh, yeah, they get hair treatment. She said, so that might happen once or twice a year. Some people do hair coloring. And they get a perm, so we added in a number there as well. So in a heartbeat now, I could calculate a number, and if I remember correctly, I calculated that to be around $3,400 for the lifetime of one client. We basically calculated what it was worth to her to get a new customer over the life of or the period that client would stay with her on average.
So Albert, try to find out where is it on your website that someone could go to use it.
As a matter of fact, I think if you opt in on one of my lists, it's one of my little carrots that I dangle in front of people. So if you sign up for my list, you get it.
Oh,
but what you say? Yep.
That's
yeah, but
great.
What you
so
should do is. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was just going to tell people the link because I think that takes them also to your opt-in, if I'm not mistaken, Alf. The link that you gave me to share at asktsl.com/ripcard. And that's so powerful to really think. It's not just that first service or info product or whatever. It really is everything else that they're going to do with you over the time.
Yeah. And you know what is so cool? So I walked her through this, and I said, listen, let me ask you another question. What are your odds of keeping a new client when they walk in the door, when somebody else has referred a client to you and they're walking in the door? How good are you at keeping them as a client? And she said, I believe at least 50% will stay with me. And then I looked at her and I said, ma'am, you need to take a lot more of the burden on your part when you have somebody first walk in the door. Don't offer them 10% off. Nobody's going to get excited about that. As a matter of fact, I've heard people talk about if you don't at least offer 40%, you're not really hitting much traction. So I convinced her to change her mind because I said you need to go out of your way to get them to come in because you are basically putting the power in somebody else's hand, an existing customer or an associate business, to tell somebody else to come and try your service. You need to take all the risk yourself. And so she got it. She understood it. And then what you're saying, Gina, is so important because it led me to another point here, too, that it's huge. So when you calculate the lifetime value of your client, guess what? The people that get referred to you in your business, they are up to 4 times as likely to refer you clients than your regular customers. And I'll say this again.
Oh, interesting.
Say it again, please. We need to make sure that people get this. So everyone, put on your listening caps, take some notes, whatever, and please say again, Alf.
Yes. So thank you so much. So the clients that you now get referred into you using a referral system, they have been referred to you and been recommended to you in this specific way. They are 4 times as likely to refer you people again as your existing customer that came in through traditional marketing. So when you calculate that lifetime value of a client, the LTV as I refer to it, I conservatively just cut that number in two, in half. So I say they're twice as likely, and or twice as likely to, or they will send you twice as many referrals as a regular customer. So multiply, you can multiply that again.
Did you lose me?
I'm back again.
There we go.
Yeah, my headset dropped. So sorry. So let's say again here now. So you are, instead of saying four, then you calculate the lifetime value of the client, I say cut that number in half and multiply it by two. So basically, if you have a client that came in, we referred to you, that you calculate the lifetime value to be $3,400, as in this example,
mm-hmm.
add two numbers, so another $3,400 plus another $3,400. So now you're looking at, is it $1,320 or something like that? Not 1,000, but 12,000 or 1,320? Is that the, or 1,300 or something? My math is not so good on the fly. But it's a whole huge bunch.
So it's really basically compounding your income, because what you're doing is, instead of relying on, I call it shot in the dark marketing, you know, if you're putting out an ad somewhere or a flyer or just a little coupon or whatever, it's just kind of a shot in the dark. Is the right person going to find you? And if they do, are they really the right person? When somebody makes a referral, they've gone, wow, you know what? I've gotten great service from this company, and I know you'll love it. So then there's that know, like, and trust factor, as you mentioned, and that's a big, huge deal. I call that the KLT factor, know, like, and trust, you know. That's a big deal. And so, of course, that compounds your income is what you're saying, because you're not just throwing money at advertising and hoping some good customer sticks, but you're utilizing, in music they call it a street team. You know, you've got people who love what you do and are very, very happy to tell others about it.
Yes, exactly. So I quickly got a calculator out there, so I didn't look like total fool. $10,200 is the number you should keep a close eye on. So that's really the power of this. And so the lifetime value of a client, once you understand that, you understand how much you can afford to spend to bring somebody and entice somebody to come in. And it doesn't always have to be a discount. It could be, let's say you partnered with you have a hair salon and you partnered with a manicure place next door to you or right down the street or across the street. Guess what? You could talk to him or her, the owner of that manicure place, and say, listen, would you be willing to give 50% off if I sent you a brand new client that you otherwise never would have had? And unless they, I don't want to use the word stupid, but I'm going to use it, unless they're totally blind for understanding the value of getting a new client walked in their door, they will say yes. And now you gave even more value to your existing customer for coming to you as well. So there's many ways you could leverage it. And once you start understanding your customers, because my RIP card is also very much about personalizing an offer. Because once you personalize an offer that's targeted directly at a person of what they want and need, let's say you have a client that loves the baseball games and you happen to have season tickets to the San Francisco Giants that's kicking butt now, you can maybe offer them two seats for one of the games. And guess what? Guess who's going to be on fire referring you more clients? I mean, it's quite phenomenal if you think about it. The more personal you can be with your clients and customize an incentive to them, you're going to put that on that referral engine, so to speak, on fire for you, and they're going to go to work. So.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So I don't know if you have any other questions for me.
Let's have you share some other examples, because one of the things that Gina and I find is that for people to really get something, sometimes just parading different examples in front of them is a very good thing, especially when it comes to joint ventures. Right, Gina?
Absolutely.
So let's give some other ideas of how somebody might use the RIP card to actually go ahead and organize joint ventures. You gave a great one of a hair salon and a nail salon that's down the road. But let's give a couple of other examples of businesses, perhaps that you have seen, Al, who are using your RIP card and who have done so to create profitable ventures.
Yes, yeah, so I can totally do that, and it all comes to the following statement by Michael Gerber. He said, "Systems permit ordinary people to achieve extraordinary results predictably." And I'll say that again because I was stuttering along here. So Michael Gerber, the author of the Seven Habits of Successful People, he said, "Systems permit ordinary people to achieve extraordinary results predictably." And that's what the tracking will do with the RIP cards as well. Once you start putting a system to it, there's not that much to it. You just keep on doing it, and you'll see the results coming in as long as you have a system to track it and a system to give out and a certain way that you say things. So those are the things that we help in addition with as well when we help people. To relate to some specific examples, like you said, Gina, I could talk about, let's say, for instance, I don't really know where most of your listeners are coming from, but I'm sure somebody is in the restaurant industry. Somebody might be contractors, dentists.
I have a ton of service-oriented professionals. So
chiropractors,
massage therapists, respiratory therapists, the vast majority are service-oriented professionals, coaches, things like that.
Okay, so let's say we take a restaurant for instance. Let's say you have a medium-sized restaurant that have maybe 6-7 waiters and waitresses, and they need to drum up their business. Most of the time, a restaurant owner or a maitre d', they will know their regular customers. They know who comes back every other week or every week. And those are probably the ones they want to start targeting. One way that they could work with their staff, just to start there first, and I'll go to concierges and taxis and even the laundromat across the street you can work with in a joint venture relationship. You could give, for instance, all the waiters and waitresses 100 RIP cards each, and you note down the numbers that you gave to them. The RIP cards also lends itself to bend it so that you could put it on the table at a little angle and it will stand there and people will fidget around with it and wonder what it is. Now, each waiter and waitress could easily start talking about this and say to their existing customers or anyone that loves their restaurant, say, hey, if you refer us a new client, we can get to offer them a special deal for coming in, maybe buy one entree, get one free, or come in for a complimentary glass of wine and appetizer. And it will be tracked back to them. So now the restaurant owner could give an incentive in addition for the waiter and waitress to bring in new business. So that's one way, and it will be tracked directly to them. Obviously, taxi drivers, and obviously even more so if you're in a bigger city, concierges at hotels or at other buildings that have concierge service. Or if you want to look across the street where there might be a corner store or there might be a laundromat, but a dry cleaner, or a hair salon, for instance. You know, you could drop 50 cards there. You note down the series of numbers that you gave to that hair salon or to that dry cleaner, and you could track it, and you could say to them, I will pay you X amount, or I will give you gift certificates. That's another smart way to work with vendors as such. If you give, let's say you gave the dry cleaner gift certificates to your restaurant, obviously it doesn't cost you more than, I think it's 32 cents on the dollar, I think they figured out the cost is. But what a great tool for the dry cleaner to be able to give away a gift certificate to the restaurant to their favorite customers, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yep.
And then here's something else that I can easily imagine happening, because, again, we deal with a lot of different type of service businesses. So if somebody offers perhaps, biofeedback or some kind of stress management services, they could use these cards in conjunction with people like massage therapists, chiropractors, to offer specials for their people, because you think of what naturally goes together, what would be a good fit. And then you can start to think of how to put together the right kinds of deals. So somebody who is stressed out, anything that's going to relieve their stress, you can hook up with that type of professional and make a really good referral. And even somebody who might be dealing with something like fertility, which is a little off the beaten trail, but you think of what are the issues people have. Well, stress is a big one, so hook up with people who help people manage stress and use the RIP card that way with those.
Absolutely. That's a much better example than I gave you, so thank you. But you can leverage off of all kinds of things. And just like if you want to talk about the restaurant and the hair salon again, vice versa. The hair salon owner could give gift certificates to the restaurant owner. And guess what? The restaurant owner could give those gift certificates to their waiters and waitresses. So they don't, they always look good, and they don't need to spend a lot of money on that, you know. So you can help create value for both camps, so to speak, you know. So this is key, and the cool thing about referrals too, they're quite immediate. You don't need to wait very long for somebody to actually act on the referral, and you also obviously have a way to date the material too. You could say it must be redeemed within 1 month or 30 days or 2 weeks or what have you. So you can certainly drive it in that sense as well. And I also on my website, ladies, I have a way to track it too. I have a little link there. Once you sign up for an account, which is free, you can and use the link that was given here on the radio show too, because that will be tracked back to Gina and Rhonda. And once you sign up for an account, you can actually track your referrals. So let's say you get card number 22 to 52 to a salon, you can enter that into the tracking area on the RIP card site, and you can download that to your own computer if you like to as well, and keep it on a spreadsheet and organize it that way. So that I'm trying to make it as easy as possible. And I am coming out with a barcode system as well that you can create on the fly and have printed on your card. And that barcode is something called a QR code, a quick response code, and it's a square barcode. You can either have that be a link to your website, or it could be if somebody presses it on their smartphone, it'll call your phone number. So you can make that QR code or barcode whatever you like it to be as well, which is kind of a cool thing.
Wow.
So, this is kind of a secret now a little bit, but I'm coming out with an app that you can use on your smartphone for electronically getting referrals done for you as well. Let me ask you this, Gina and Rhonda. Have you heard of a company called Groupon? Instead of Q-G?
Definitely heard of Groupon. I talked about them often. One of the fastest growing online companies in the local marketing space.
You are absolutely right. And you know what? It is actually the fastest growing internet company in the history of the internet. This is how huge it is, and that's now we're talking Google, Facebook, Twitter. What they're doing is really beautiful.
Somebody recently told me that Groupon was growing at 12 times the rate that Google grew when it first came out.
It's insane, and I've told many people about it, and a lot of people are not aware of this company yet. But here's what's going on here now, and I can't talk too much about it, but the app that we're building is following in the wake, actually, of Groupon, although we were doing, what they are doing, they're basically coming, for the people that haven't heard of Groupon, they're basically blasting out an email to a city. So they do a deal of the day. Yeah, is this okay that I explain this on the phone now? On the radio here?
And it's both on email and in text messages, isn't it?
Yes.
Some have text messages also.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, thank you. So basically Groupon will come, let's say you sign up either for the text messaging or the email. You will get a Groupon, which is like a coupon, but they call it Groupon, and it offers you almost every time at least 50% off. So the other day here in San Francisco, They did it for a very well-known taqueria, and they sold 7,800 Groupons in one day.
Wow.
Which is insane. So they offered, the vendor offered a $14 Mexican meal for $7, okay? So they cut it in half, and then Groupon collects the money and shares the other $7 with the restaurant, so $3.50 each, and the restaurant pays for the transaction fee. So everybody buys and pays in advance. However, the restaurant has the ability to stagger those reservations and orders over a year usually.
And did you hear about the dentist in Atlanta?
No.
There was a dentist in Atlanta that regularly charged $300 for a tooth whitening service. He sold a Groupon for $75 for the tooth whitening service. So it was below 50%. The vendor can choose to do that. He sold 12,000 Groupons for teeth whitening. Now, even if he staggers this over a year, there's no way he can service all 12,000 people. It's just physically impossible for a single dentist to do that many patients in a year. And so he's out scrounging around looking for other dentists who are willing to help him serve all 12,000 of these new patients.
Huge. Think about the joint ventures he could set up there.
Can you imagine, right?
Oh, my God. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And this is a brand-new dental practice. The guy had, like, a couple dozen patients at the time that he did this, and now he has 12,000 new patients. Wow.
Yeah, and he could expand, too, but could you imagine, like I said, the joint ventures he could set up there and get a piece of the action there as well? He can totally leverage that big time.
Absolutely, big time. But, I mean, the power of Groupon to really grow a business literally into an overnight success. I think it's as equally powerful as having appeared on Oprah in most service-oriented businesses. Wow.
What happens here in San Francisco, they have 400,000 people on the email list for Groupon, and it's kind of interesting. I set up a deal for a friend of mine who's actually my chiropractor because I do joint ventures too. And guess what? I told him, I said, would you be interested in a Groupon? And he looked at me, Groupon? Would I be? I can't get on there because they only do one deal at a day. I said, well, I happen to know the guy that's setting it up in San Francisco. He works for Groupon. So I talked to Sam, and I said, Sam, could you do a chiropractor? He said, does your chiropractor do massages? He said, I said, yeah, because not everybody does chiropractor service, but massages. So that's what we're doing. They just signed a deal, and he's committed to do 1,500 massages, and he has a big massage staff. So he's more excited. He's like jumping out of his skin.
I can only imagine what that will do for the practice. Wow.
Huge, huge. So now we're talking about how do you deal with the customers when they come in, how do you give them yet another offer to create even more stickiness, right? So now he's ramping up. How is he going to answer the phone calls, answer the emails, follow up, give them another offer when they come in, create an unforgettable experience? I mean, this, I said, whatever you can do, just throw whatever you have at this and be ready. So It's going to be exciting. It's going to happen within the month. So I'm excited to see how that's going to go.
Wow.
Yeah,
please get posted on that, would you?
Yeah, please, absolutely.
Yes, I didn't hear you now, but anyway.
Oh, just
let
keep
me know
posted. how that happens. I'm anxious to hear
about
it. Oh,
yeah, absolutely. So, okay, so now I guess we can ramble on here, but another thing that I think is very important too, and I'm sure you identify with this as well, when you first get a customer to come to you and you hopefully wow them with your experience and their experience doing business with you, hopefully you have a system to follow up with them again. And that could be as simple as using send-out cards, or there's another company called sendpepper.com, which is a way for you to send a personalized thank you card that they came to. Because if you do that, I think you will probably help another 30, 40, 50% to get him to come back again and be wowed that you took the time to say thank you for coming here and trusting us and trusting your friend based on the recommendations to come to us. So if you do that right, you will create even more success for yourself having had them come to you in the first place. So I know I'm preaching to the choir with you guys, so you ladies, but I want the listeners to really understand that, because it doesn't stop when you get a new customer in. That's actually when the whole thing starts.
And I know it's basic,
but you know what? Most people don't do that. We're not good at following up. We're not good at asking for referrals.
Can't agree more with you on that. Let's do this. For the people that are not at a computer who don't understand what a rip card is, can you describe the four panels to a rip card form? I've been on the website. I've seen it. I know what it looks like, but I don't think all of our listeners do.
And you know what? It's almost impossible to explain it. So when you go to the website and the link that you've given here, please do. There are several videos. There's a video of my ugly self on my homepage that explains it as if you were a manicurist or a salon. But just think of yourself, whatever business you're in, and you can translate it over. For me to try to explain this part goes to you, this part goes to them, it's explained in a video that does a lot better job than me trying to do it on the phone. So I'm going to humbly decline and say, please look at the video, because I can't do it visually on the phone.
Can you give out the link one more time?
Well, of course I will. The link for them to go to is asktsl.com. Ask, T like the, S like story, L like lady.com/ripcard, because they're going to have a special offer there. And I guess the best way that without having you go, and yes, you go look at the video and everything, of course, but it's just think about a card that has very specialized areas so that you get to not just hand out a card, but make sure that you've written in the tracking and that you have, there's of course the blank panel as you said, but it just allows you to create that very specialized offer for people so that they can very easily bring referrals to you and get their rewards and have everything tracked so that you know exactly who sent you what business, and it's just a fabulous, fabulous tool.
And I find the lifetime value of a customer calculator after you go in and register, which you can do for free. Just click the sign up button in the upper right-hand corner. Go in and look at the frequently asked questions, and towards the bottom of that is where you'll find this lifetime value of a customer calculator. And you're right, Alf, it's so simple, but it's so profound. Most people don't really look at that number. And it is one of these most important numbers to be aware of in your business.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most people are just like that hairdresser. They think of the haircut, the first service, the first info product. Maybe they go, oh, well, my first product is $47 or $97 or $200 or whatever, and they kind of stop thinking right there. And they forget to think about, well, do you have what other services, you know, like the other things a dentist would have or the other things that a hair salon would have or the other things that any person might have to offer someone. It's very powerful. So go ahead and sign up for free. Use that calculator, and you'll be able to find out for whatever you do what the lifetime value of a customer is.
Well, and let's just explain this for one more second, because it's really important, especially for online business owners. Most business owners online think about the idea, they hear the phrase, the money's in the back end. And they always mistakenly assume that online, that means if I sell an ebook, that my immediate upsell after the ebook's purchase is my back end. Wrong, wrong, wrong. That's just an upsell. That's it. The back end is all the other things that person is going to buy from you over the next however many years they're going to be a customer. So frequently online, we see entrepreneurs and business owners who set themselves up intentionally by having only one product to always continue to need a new stream of customers because they're only making money one time and that's it. Well, if you really understand the idea behind having a high lifetime value of a customer, you intentionally want to set yourself up to continue to get sales from that same customer, not just one, over and over and over again, And the power of the rip cards is in helping you to get new customers who, again, buy over and over and over again. So it's
right.
much bigger than just an immediate upsell.
Absolutely. You know, that's so true. I run into that with authors quite a bit. They go, they have their book, and maybe they do some speaking, or they may have some kind of coaching or consulting, but a lot of them have
yeah.
nothing in between. So it's like a Grand Canyon between a $20 purchase and a $3,000 purchase with this big cavernous hole in between. And most people aren't going to just leap from one to the other. Of course, you can't leap the Grand Canyon. Most people aren't going to go, wow, what a great book. Let me invest $3,000 in coaching. So a back end is really all the things in between that you might have, especially if you can add continuity or whatever. It's just online, offline, it doesn't matter. You still need to have that back end and a profit funnel that really has all those layers in there.
Precisely, and it really totally changes the profitability of a business when you really take into account the back end.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
thanks for bringing that up, Oscar.
Yep.
That's a real important thing for our listeners
yeah.
to understand.
Yep. And you know, another thing, I'm going to refer to Bill Gates again, and also John Jantz. He just wrote a book about referrals. And he says something very important. He says, once you start getting referrals and other people start referring you and it starts creating a momentum of itself. I remember when I was organizing my social events and my parties, I had to work like very hard in the beginning to start creating the momentum, and then I started hearing people telling me about my own event because they didn't know who I was. And you create that buzz, and you could easily get that going, but it takes a little bit of push in the beginning and do something systematically over time, and then you start creating that. And that's really, it starts feeding off of itself, and that's all you need. If you can create a momentum and you can create a buzz. And many people also ask me, how do I ask for a referral? When do you ask for a referral? How do you tell them? And you'll find that many of the experts will say the following. You should ask or tell them or let them know about it right away. Like, for instance, Bill, I think it's Bill Gates that says this again. He says, when somebody comes to you as a first-time customer, what he does is sometimes drop the line saying, oh, my next appointment is a referral from somebody I got over here, so I need to leave at such and such a time, or the next client was also referred to me by one of my existing clients. So now they start hearing, huh, so you get a lot of your business from referrals. So that also builds some credibility. They think like, he's referable, other people like him, they're willing to talk about him and tell
sure.
other people, maybe I should do the same. So that's one trick. But we'll get into that. And what I'm doing also, Dina and Rhonda, I'm building a system around it also. So when you start signing up for my list, you'll start receiving emails and tips that helps you in that direction so that we help you along how to use the rip cards, how to start a referral system and all of that, which is very important, obviously.
Yeah, it is. And it's something a lot of people are very uncomfortable with because they feel as if that asking for a referral is, you know, is being pushy or whatever. And no, it really is not, especially if somebody's loved what you do. So the rip card makes it a natural, no-brainer, easy thing to do because you don't have to. You've got a card that helps you enter into that conversation because they're going to ask you when you hand it to them partially folded over. They're going to start to ask you questions, and that then makes it easy for you to have the conversation to get the referrals and to incentivize the person that's giving you the referral as well.
And, Rhonda, you
yep.
know who we've got to introduce Alf to is our friends Jim and Judith. And
mm-hmm.
Jim and Judith have an association, Alf, that they call the Soft Sell Integrity-Based Marketing Association. And what they teach is, let me back up for a minute. Their background is the two of them were psychologists in another life, earlier before they came online. And they found that when they brought their business to the Internet, they just really didn't resonate with all of hard sell stuff that the gurus told them they needed to do. It just wasn't a part of who they were. So
right.
they came up with the idea of, using relationships to grow your business, which is exactly what I teach, which is really the basis for referral-based marketing in the first place. And they now started a conference that takes place every year. It's just starting next week, that they call the Bridging Heart and Marketing Conference. It's really all about creating relationships that grow a business and cause sales to happen. They would be in love with the RIP cards and the idea behind the RIP cards because it really is exactly what they share with their prospects and what they teach service-based professionals to do in their business.
Right.
What's their URL, too? You may want to give them a plug, too.
If you go to bridgingheartandmarketing.com, that's one of them. I think that's one of their main ones.
What's your link for the Bridging Heart Marketing Conference that's coming up, Gina?
I think it's budurl.com/joingina. budurl.com/joingina.
Great. And Gina, you are one of the presenters, so I just want to make sure that our listeners know that. And our good friend,
thank you so much.
High Wizard of WordPress, Steve Holmes, will be there. You are I will be attending. I'm just so excited about hearing all these great people. Just looking at the list of who is coming to that event, Alf, I think you'd be drooling as well to take a look at the list of people. So everything from creating videos and blogs and growing your business and everything done through integrity, through faith, spiritually inspired marketing, and it's just tremendous. So
and Mark Jones is going to be talking about creating a traffic-generating relationship-building system, which is going to be awesome.
Cannot wait for that one. Oh, boy.
I know. Patricia Fripp is going to be talking about the power of press releases and getting yourself established as an expert and the expert in niche. I can't remember all the other people, but there's 11 different presenters that are all equally amazing. So it's
yes.
going to be a great conference, all virtual, all online. And what makes it really unique is it's not just another speaker's opportunity to pitch you on stuff. It's actually a workshop that covers a number of different topics. So it's very much about being hands-on and really doing things that you can apply and put in place in your business right after you hang up from the call. So
and they're starting at Friday, I believe, aren't they?
They are. So if you also want to get a good overview, I did a call with them just yesterday that you can find at askgg.com/heartcall. askggg.com/heartcall for a recording of the call from yesterday that really gives you a better understanding of what soft sell integrity-based marketing is all about. But really, it's all about what Alf and I and Rhonda are talking about today. This is soft sell marketing at its best. It is really what word-of-mouth marketing is all about. It's not about stupid viral videos that you find on YouTube. It's about creating people that love what you've done for them, who go and tell everybody else that they know about what you can do for them as well. That's word-of-mouth viral marketing at its best.
Yeah. It's when you do something that people don't expect and you do it better than anyone else they know about so that you create massive value. And that comes together exactly what we're saying about having a back end because – once you get them in the door, you have an experience with them. They like what you're doing, but you go above and beyond. Like you're following up, you're giving exceptional service. You're sending a thank you card. You're checking in on them. If you were a dentist, you did a cavity on them or something like that. Not too many people do that. So once you start doing that and creating value, you set yourself up for being trusted more. Becoming referable, and then it's a lot easier to sell to an existing customer than to find a new customer to sell to.
And so much cheaper too.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just easier, cheaper, lots cheaper.
Yeah. So now we're speaking the same language. I've thoroughly enjoyed this conversation too, and hopefully I wasn't rambling on too fast and too illegibly for people.
Oh, you
but,
weren't. We love having people with passion. And see, Gina, now you've heard him. Even after the first minute, I'm sure you knew exactly why I was so excited to bring him on the call, not only because of the rip card itself, but just Al's personality. Dynamism and passion is phenomenal, and we love that here. That's what grows relationships and gets people excited.
Well, you know what we haven't heard yet today, Rhonda? How did you come across Alf in the rip cards?
Let me see. I believe that Tim Law, yeah, I had to stop and think a minute. Tim Law, who also coordinates joint venture deals, and he had mentioned Alf to me regarding something else, and I said, yeah, that's great, and we'll have that conversation. But the minute I talked to him after the first minute, I was like, oh, man, he's got to be on the show. Because what you teach is relationship marketing, because of your passion and energy and how much we love that, I just knew instantly that I wanted you as a guest. So I was really excited that you were willing to make that happen. So, of course, I thanked Tim for letting me know about you.
You're very kind, Rhonda, and I appreciate your kind words to me, too. Can I give a plug for Tim as well? I know Tim very well, and he's a fantastic guy. Him and I, we studied under Jay Abraham as well, having him as our mentor.
Yes.
So he has a website, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead and get into that. I'm still trying to get him on our show. We just haven't got the time straight yet, but yes, go give his website.
He's a great guy. Yeah, he's a great guy. So he has a website called HomeTaxGuide.com. And I know so many people are in trouble with their homes today and they're paying property taxes. So he basically helps people to lower their property taxes and doing things that you should be doing now so that you don't lose your home. So the HomeTaxGuide.com, Tim Law, great guy, highly, highly can recommend him. So thanks for letting me plug that, Rhonda, because I have a big thank you for him to get me on the show.
Yeah, and I've posted that on Twitter. Yeah, because, I mean, there are so many people in trouble. I've shared that link with some folks because if that's something that you need, if you're in danger, boy, you sure do want to, you know, not have that trouble happening to you. So Tim is a great guy, and it's been a pleasure. Let me remind people of the link for you, Alf. So for those of you who would like to, and everybody should sign up for a free account. There is no reason not to sign up for this free account, because this could come in handy for you and for others that you know. So go over right now to asktsl.com/ripcard. If you're looking at the show notes, you can click on the link that's there, and it'll take you right to that page. And that will get you hooked up with Alf. And then you can have his calculator of the lifetime value of a customer once you sign up. And, of course, the phenomenal tool that makes it effortless to get referrals, to reward those who make the referrals, grow your business, and do everything in a way that is trackable, measurable, systematic.
And, you know, I actually am needing new business cards right now. I had someone create the design of my business cards about a year ago, right after we changed from the old brand of the IM University to the new brand of Directions University. And they forgot to send me the original graphics for it. So now I'm out of business cards, and I'm trying to get a hold of this person to get my graphics, and they're not getting them to me very fast. So I think I'm going to go over and get myself some rip cards instead of some business cards.
Let me know, Gina, so I can take good care of you. So if you come this way, I'll
bet that we're both
going to
be there.
I will definitely do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, online business as well. It's just as powerful for online business. It's not only for the offline stuff. So, you know, just want to remind people of that. If primarily what you do is online, you can still use this tool because you'll still be at live events, conferences, out talking to people who would be your perfect prospect, whatever, and they're still very handy.
Well, I still get 60 to 70% of my high-end customers from referrals, not from the stuff I do online. So, mm-hmm. you know, just because it's an online business doesn't mean that the Internet is your only income source. Referrals
yeah.
still really make a difference in an online business, just like they do in an offline one.
Right. Absolutely.
So I will definitely let you know, Alf. I will be there this week. How long does it take to get rip cards printed? Do you know?
I know the printing takes usually from 5 to 6 days because we have to do individual serial numbers on each card. So each card has a unique number. Then you get UV coating only on the front side because I wanted to make sure that you can write with any type of pen on the back side. So there's absolutely no coating on the back, and that costs a little extra, but it's obviously it's included in the price. But the cards, this takes a little extra time to do that, and also the perforation. So everything is what you see on the website is what is there.
5 to 6 days is nothing. That's very quick.
It's not bad at all.
Like,
it's not bad.
I've got a conference.
You say that like it's a long time. It's not.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've got a conference
well,
the 8th of November. I'd be okay getting the design and everything started this week to get the cards in time for my 8th of November speaking engagement, correct?
Yes. So was that a question for me now? I'm sorry, I didn't hear all
of it. It is. If I've got an event starting like around the 8th or 9th of November, if I get started on design and getting the cards ordered sometime this week, I've got enough time to get them in advance of that, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no problem,
perfect.
No problem. Usually with the design and stuff like that, just give yourself a week and a half or so, 2 weeks to – it depends on how quickly you are at giving feedback to our designers, you know. So unless you want to – I assume you don't want to design it yourself. You can actually have the design done for as little as $29 online. They'll design it.
Yeah,
for you,
I think
you know.
It's much easier to just give my graphics to the designers and let them take it from there. I don't care to mess around with that stuff myself.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I'll take good care of you. So, and other people too that wants to take advantage of good offer, there's a link on the website. Once you get past the homepage, it's called the all-in-one combo deal. You actually get a really good price on the designer fees because I know that's one of the hardest things for people to do. They're not designers. Plus, now they're going to have to design a new type of card, a rip card with 4 panels. So the best thing, and I'm not trying to sell my designer's service at all. I just want to make it simple for people to get the card.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the one deal that's called the all-in-one combo deal. You get the designer fee, you get the ground shipping, and you get the number of cards you want for one price, and it's giving you a discount on it already too. So that's probably
that's
the
great.
Gina,
you know
I'll take care, I'll take personal care of you.
Oh, you're awesome! Thank you, Al.
You are awesome. Sure. And guys, you know, don't mess around with designing. Let people who do it effortlessly and easily do that so that you can continue to work from your strength. Gina, that's one of the biggest mistakes I see people make, and I'm sure you do too, is they'll spend hours fiddle-farting around with something that's not in their area of strength instead of just paying a few bucks and letting the professionals who know what they're doing take it and get it done quickly and easily.
I know. For the difference between buying the cards and getting the all-in-one combo pack, it's a no-brainer decision to have somebody else
right.
do it for you.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So definitely go over there, asktsl.com/ripcard, or click the link in the show notes if you're looking at it there, and you will be able to get your very own rip cards. Gina and I will be having them for certain, and we'll be the ones everyone will be talking about at the event because we'll be having those rip cards, and they'll be going, what is this? Wow, this is cool. So that'll
yeah.
be great.
Well,
cool.
If there's ever anything else we can do to help you, Alf, please don't hesitate to let us know.
Yes.
Oh, no, I appreciate it. I'm very, very thankful for you guys putting me on the radio show. I had so much fun just talking with you and learning from you as well and hearing your stories up front about norms, 13 golden rules, and how you can be differentiating yourself in business. I really think that's what all of us, we need to think about. How can we stand out in somebody's mind to become referable, because once we become referable, everything is going to run so much smoother for us, all of us. We just got to go out of our way to help somebody and give, like you're saying, Rhonda, give more than you receive. And that's usually how it works.
Absolutely. And that's really what both of us are all about. So thank you again.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're both
thank you guys. I really appreciate it. So unless there's any other questions for me, I'll hang out. But
no, I think we're good. And again, that's RIP cards available at asktsl.com/RIP card, RIPCARD. And we will be back next Tuesday at noon Eastern with another guest and another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Rhonda, thank you so much for helping us get guests for this show. This is just awesome.
Thank you. It is awesome. I love doing this. It's big fun for me. A real honor to connect us all with fantastic people such as Alf Markeson of the RIP Card. Thank you, everybody. We'll talk with you next week.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.